Instead of having an argument, they enjoyed a lovely evening. The next week, Tom made sure Haley got to the dentist. This is Samantha's love letter. Dear Tom, Level 1, Anger. I'm furious that you forgot. I'm angry that you overslept. I hate it when you take naps and forget everything. I'm tired of feeling responsible for everything. You expect me to do everything. I'm tired of this. I don't want it. Level 2, Sadness. I'm sad that Haley missed her appointment. I'm sad that you forgot. I'm sad because I feel like I can't really rely on you. I'm sad that you have to work so hard. I'm sad that you're so tired. I'm sad that you have less time for me. I feel hurt when you're not excited to see me. I feel hurt when you forget things. I feel like you just don't care. Level 3, Fear. I'm afraid I have to do everything. I'm afraid to trust you. I'm afraid that you don't care. I'm afraid that I'll have to be responsible next time. I don't want to do everything. I'm afraid to need you. I'm afraid that you'll never be responsible. I'm afraid that you're working too hard. I'm afraid that you might get sick. 4. Regret. I feel embarrassed when you miss appointments. I feel embarrassed when you're late. I'm sorry that I'm so demanding and judgmental. I'm sorry that I'm not more accepting. I feel ashamed because I'm not more loving. I don't want to reject you. 5. Love. I love you. I understand that you are tired. You work so hard. I know you're doing your best. I forgive you for forgetting. Thank you for making another appointment. Thank you for wanting to take Haley to the dentist. I know you really do care. I know you love me. I feel so lucky to have you in my life. I'm really looking forward to having a loving evening with you tonight. Love, Samantha. P.S. I need to hear that you'll be responsible to take Haley next week to the dentist. As you can see by expressing these negative feelings, the whole truth comes out, and when the whole truth comes out, the love can flow again. A love letter about indifference. Jim was leaving the next morning for a business trip. That evening, his wife, Virginia, attempted to create some intimacy. She brought a mango into their bedroom and offered him some. Jim was preoccupied reading a book in bed and briefly commented that he wasn't hungry. Virginia felt rejected and left. Inside, she was hurt and angry. Instead of coming back and complaining about his rudeness and insensitivity, she wrote a love letter. After writing this letter, Virginia, feeling more accepting and forgiving, went back into the bedroom and said, "This is our last night before you leave. Let's spend some special time together." Jim put down his book and they had a delightful, intimate evening. Writing a love letter gave Virginia the strength and love to persist more directly in getting her partner's attention. She did not even need to share the love letter with her partner. This is her letter. Dear Jim, Level 1, Anger. I'm frustrated that you want to read a book and this is our last evening together before you leave. I'm angry that you ignore me. I'm angry that you don't want to spend time with me. I'm angry that we don't spend more time together. There's always something more important than me. I want to feel you love me. I want to feel special. Level 2, Sadness. I'm sad that you don't want to be with me. I'm sad that you work so hard. I feel like you wouldn't even notice if I wasn't here. I'm sad that you're always so busy. I'm sad that you don't want to talk with me. I feel hurt that you don't care. I feel hurt that you haven't planned anything special. I don't feel special. Level 3, Fear. I'm afraid you don't even know why I'm upset. I'm afraid you don't care. I'm afraid of sharing my feelings with you. I'm afraid you'll reject me. I'm afraid we're drifting further apart. I'm scared that I can't do anything about it. I'm afraid that I'm boring to you. I'm scared that you don't even like me anymore. Level 4, Regret. I feel so embarrassed wanting to spend time with you when you don't even care. You don't seem to miss anything. I feel embarrassed about getting so upset or being so needy. I'm sorry if this sounds demanding. I'm sorry that I'm not more loving and accepting. I'm sorry I became so cold when you didn't seem to be interested in me. I'm sorry that I didn't give you another chance. I'm sorry that I stopped trusting your love and wanted to pull back. 5. Love. I do love you. That's why I brought the mango. I wanted to do something to please you. I wanted to spend some special time together. I still want to have a special evening. I forgive you for being so indifferent to me. I forgive you for not responding the way I wanted you to, right away. I understand that you were in the middle of reading something. You were just preoccupied. There's nothing wrong with that. Now let's have a loving, intimate evening. I love you, Virginia. P.S. The response I would like to hear. I love you, Virginia, and I also want to spend a loving evening with you. I'm really going to miss you. A love letter about arguing. Michael and Vanessa disagreed about a financial decision. Within a few minutes, they got into an argument. When Michael noticed that he was starting to yell, he stopped yelling, took a deep breath, and then said, "I need some time to think about this, and then we can talk again." Then he went into another room and wrote out his feelings in a letter. After writing the letter, he was able to go back and discuss the whole matter in a much more caring and understanding way. As a result, they were able to lovingly resolve the problem. This is his love letter. Dear Vanessa, Level 1. I'm angry that you get so emotional. I'm angry that you keep misunderstanding me. I'm angry that you can't stay calm when we talk. I'm angry that you're so sensitive and easily hurt. I'm angry that you mistrust me and reject me. I feel such disapproval coming out of your eyes. Can't you just see my point of view and see the good in me? 2. Sadness and disappointment. I'm disappointed that it's turned out this way. I'm sad that we're arguing. It hurts to feel your doubts and mistrust. It hurts when we argue. It hurts to lose your love. I'm sad that we fought. I'm sad that we disagree. Level 3. Fear. I'm afraid of making a mistake. I'm afraid I can't do what I want without upsetting you. I'm afraid to share my feelings. I'm afraid you'll just make me wrong. I'm afraid of looking foolish or incompetent or weak. I'm afraid you don't appreciate me. I'm afraid to talk with you when I'm so upset. I don't want to hurt you. I don't know what to say. Level 4. Regret. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry I don't agree with you. I'm sorry I became so cold and indifferent. I'm sorry I'm so resistant to your ideas. I'm sorry that I'm in such a hurry to do what I want. I'm sorry that I make your feelings wrong. You don't deserve to be treated that way. And I'm sorry that I've been judgmental of you. Level 5. Love. I love you, and I want to work this out. I think I could listen to your feelings now. I want to support you. I understand I hurt you. I'm sorry I was so invalidating. I really love you so much. I want to be your hero, but I don't want to just agree with everything. I have a point of view, too. I want you to admire me. I need to be me, and I want to support you in being you. I love you. This time when we talk, I can be more patient and understanding. You deserve that. I love you, Michael. P.S. The response I'd like to hear is, I love you, Michael. I really appreciate what a caring and understanding man you are. I trust that we can work this out. A love letter about frustration and disappointment. Jean left a message for her husband, Bill, saying that she wanted him to bring some important mail home. Somehow, Bill never got the message. When he arrived home without the mail, Jean's reaction was strong frustration and disappointment. Although Bill was not at fault, when Jean continued making comments about how much she needed that mail and how frustrated she was, he started to feel blamed and attacked. Jean didn't realize that Bill was taking personally all her feelings of frustration and disappointment. Bill was about to explode and make her wrong for being so upset. Instead of dumping his defensive feelings on her and ruining their evening, he wisely decided to take a few minutes and write a love letter. When he finished writing, he came back more loving and gave his wife a hug, saying, "I'm sorry you didn't get your mail. I wish I'd gotten that message. Do you still love me anyway?" Jean responded with a lot of love and appreciation, and they had a wonderful evening instead of a cold war. This is Bill's love letter. Dear Jean, Level 1, Anger. I hate it when you get so upset. I hate when you blame me. I'm angry that you're so unhappy. I'm angry that you're not happy to see me. It feels like nothing I do is ever enough. I want you to appreciate me and be happy to see me. Level 2, Sadness and Disappointment. I feel disappointment that you're not feeling happy and I'm not feeling happy. I'm sad that you're so frustrated and disappointed. I'm sad that you're not happy with me. I want you to be happy. I'm sad that sometimes my work's getting in the way of our love life. I'm sad that you don't appreciate all the wonderful things we have in our life. I'm sad that I didn't come home with the mail you needed. I'm sad I didn't get the message. Level 3, Fear. I'm afraid I can't make you happy. I'm afraid you'll be unhappy all evening. I'm afraid to be open with you or be closed to you. I don't know what to do. I'm afraid of needing your love or making it important to me tonight. I'm afraid I'm not good enough. I'm afraid you'll hold this against me. Level 4, Regret. I'm sorry I didn't bring home the mail. I'm sorry you're so unhappy. I'm sorry that I didn't think to call you. I didn't want to upset you. I wanted you to be happy to see me. We have a 4-day holiday, and I want it to be special. Level 5, Love. I love you. I want you to be happy. I understand you're upset. I understand you need some time just to be upset. You're from Venus. I know you're not trying to make me feel bad. You probably just need a hug and some empathy. I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't know what to do, and I start making you wrong. Thank you so much for being my wife. I love you so much. You don't have to be perfect, and you don't have to be happy all the time. I understand that you're upset and you're disappointed. You didn't get your mail. I love you, Bill. P.S. The response I'd like to hear is, I love you, Bill, and I appreciate how much you do for me. Thanks for being my husband. As you probably experience listening to these different love letters, by writing out your feelings, it's very easy to transform hard and sharp and painful feelings into soft and warm, loving feelings. Simply doing step one can be very helpful. You simply write out your feelings, come back to positive feelings, and then go and do something positive or share some positive feelings. Or you might want to do step one and step two. So let's explore in greater detail step two, writing a response letter. Writing a response letter is the second step in the love letter technique. Once you've expressed both your negative and positive feelings, taking an additional 3 to 5 minutes to write a response letter can make you feel really good. In this letter, you'll write the kind of response you'd like to have from your partner. It works like this. Imagine that your partner is able to respond lovingly to your hurt feelings, the ones you expressed in the love letter. Write a short letter to yourself, pretending it's your partner writing to you or speaking to you. Include all the things you'd like to hear from your partner. The following lead-in phrases can get you started. Thank you for, like, thank you for writing your letter. I understand. I understand I've hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. I'm sorry I was so inconsiderate. You deserve. You deserve my love. You deserve more support. I want to resolve this. I love you. These lead-in phrases tend to draw out the very expressions that you need to hear in order to feel good again. Sometimes when we feel hurt or disappointed, we just need to hear someone say, I'm sorry, or I'm disappointed too. If we can't hear it right away, we can write a letter to ourselves and imagine hearing it, and it actually has the same effect. You'll feel better. Sometimes writing a response letter is even more powerful than writing a love letter. Writing out what we actually want and need increases our openness to receiving the support we deserve. In addition, when we imagine our partners responding lovingly, we actually make it a lot easier for them to do so. Some people are very good at writing out their negative feelings, but they have a hard time finding the feelings of love. It's especially important for these people to write response letters and explore what they want to hear in return. When some people are upset, I ask them, "What could that person say to make you feel better?" They're taken off guard, and their thought is, "Well, I don't think anything they can say would make me feel better." If that's the case, think of how difficult a situation you're creating for that person. When you write your love letter, and then you write your response letter, be sure to feel your own resistance about letting your partner support you. This gives you an added awareness about how difficult it must be for your partner to deal with you in a loving manner at such times. How we can learn about our partner's needs. Sometimes women object to writing response letters. They expect their partners to know what to say. They have a hidden feeling that says, "I don't want to tell him what I need. If he really loves me, he'll know. I don't want to just give him the script so he can say the right things. He should come up with it on his own." In this case, a woman needs to remember, men are from Mars, and they don't instinctively know what women need. They need to be told. When a man responds to a woman's feelings, it's really more of a reflection of where he's from, Mars, than a mirror of how much he loves her. If he were a Venusian, he'd know what to say, but he's not. Men really don't know how to respond to a woman's feelings. For the most part, our culture doesn't teach men what women need. If a man has seen and heard his father respond with loving words to his mother's upset feelings, then he'd have a much better idea about what to do. As it is, he doesn't know because he's never been taught. Response letters are the best way to teach a man about a woman's needs. Slowly but surely, he'll learn it doesn't take a lot to make her happy at those times. Sometimes women ask me, "If I tell him what I want to hear, and then he starts saying it, how do I know he's not just saying it? I'm afraid he'll not really mean it." This is an important question. If a man doesn't love a woman, he'll not even bother to give her what she needs. If he even attempts to give a response similar to her request, then most likely he's really trying to respond. That's the evidence that he truly loves you. In the beginning, if he doesn't sound fully sincere, it's because he's learning something new. Learning a new way of responding is awkward. To him, it may feel weak. This is a critical time. He needs lots of appreciation and encouragement. He needs feedback telling him he's on the right track. In learning to respond to her feelings, when a man's attempts seem to be somewhat insincere, it's usually because, deep inside, he's afraid his efforts won't work. If a woman appreciates his attempt, the next time he'll feel more comfortable and secure and thus be able to be more sincere. A man is not a fool. When he feels that a woman's receptive to him and that he can respond in a way that makes a positive difference, he'll do it. It just takes time to learn. Women as well can learn a lot about men and what they need by hearing a man's response letter. A woman is generally perplexed by a man's reactions to her. She has no idea why he rejects her attempts to support him. She misunderstands what he needs. Sometimes a woman resists a man because she thinks he wants her to give up herself. In most cases, however, he really wants her simply to trust and appreciate and accept him. He doesn't care about her changing. He just wants to get what he needs. To receive support, we not only have to teach our partners what we need, but we also have to be willing to be supported. Response letters ensure that a person is open to being supported. Otherwise, communication simply cannot work. To share hurt feelings with an attitude that says, "Nothing you can say can make me feel better," is not only counterproductive, but it's also hurtful to your partner. It's better not to talk at these times. Here's an example of a love letter and its full response letter. Notice that the response is still under the PS, but it's a bit longer and more detailed than in the previous examples. A love letter and response letter about his resistance. When Teresa asks her husband Paul for support, he resists her and appears burdened by her requests. This is her love letter to Paul. Dear Paul, Level 1. I'm angry that you resist me. I'm angry that you don't offer to help me. I'm angry that I always have to ask. I do so much for you. Why do I have to ask? I need your help and I want you to offer it to me. Level 2, Sadness. I'm sad that you don't want to help me. I'm sad because I feel so alone. I feel disappointed because I want to do more things together. I miss your support. Level 3, Fear. I'm afraid to ask for your help. I'm afraid of your anger. I'm afraid of your resistance. I'm afraid you'll say no, and I'll be hurt even more. Level 4, Regret. I'm sorry that I resent you so much. I'm sorry that I nag you and criticize you. I'm sorry I don't appreciate you more. I'm sorry that when I give so much, I then demand you to do the same. Level 5, I love you, and I understand you're doing your best. I know you do care about me, and I'm grateful that you are willing to be supportive of me, even if you're not willing to be supportive all the time. I want to ask you for things in more loving ways. You're such a loving father to our children. You do help out around the house. I love you, Teresa. P.S. The response I'd like to hear is this. Dear Teresa, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for sharing your feelings. I understand that it hurts you when I act as if your requests are too demanding. I understand that it hurts when I resist you. I'm sorry that I don't offer to help you more often. You deserve my support, and I want to support you more. I do love you, and I feel so happy that you're my wife. I love you, Paul. By writing out the actual words that she wants to hear, Teresa is, in fact, opening her heart, opening the door for him to say those things. Step 3, sharing your love letter and response letter. Sharing your letters is important for the following reasons. It gives your partner an opportunity to support you. It allows you to get the understanding you need. It gives your partner necessary feedback in a loving and respectful way. It motivates change in a relationship. It creates intimacy, closeness, and passion. It reveals to your partner what's really important to you and how they can successfully support you. It helps couples to start talking again when communication breaks down. It provides an opportunity to hear negative feelings in a safe way. There are basically 5 ways to share your letters. In each of the examples, it's assumed that she wrote the letter, but the same methods work just as well if he wrote the letter. 1. He reads her love letter and response letter out loud while she's present. Then he holds her hands and gives his own loving response with a greater awareness of what she needs to hear. It's important that she not expect him to use the exact words that she used in the response letter. Let him put it in his own words. 2. She reads her love letter and response letter out loud while he's listening. Then he holds her hands and gives her his own loving response with a greater awareness of what she needs to hear. 3. Instead of first reading the love letter, instead he reads the response letter out loud to her. Then he reads her love letter out loud. Quite often, it's much easier for a man to hear negative feelings when he already knows how to respond to those feelings. By letting a man know what's required of him, he doesn't panic so much when he hears negative feelings. After he reads her love letter, then he holds her hands and gives his own loving response with a greater awareness of what she needs to hear. 4. First, she reads her response letter to him, letting him know what she'd like to hear. Then she reads her love letter out loud. Finally, he holds her hands and gives her a loving response with a greater awareness of what she needs. 5. She gives her letters to him and he reads them privately within 24 hours. After he's read the letters, he thanks her for writing them and holds her hands and gives her a loving response with a greater awareness of what she needs. What to do if your partner can't respond lovingly? Based on their past experiences and sensitivities, some men and women have great difficulty hearing love letters, In this case, they shouldn't be expected to read one or hear one. In other cases, even when your partner chooses to hear a letter, sometimes they're unable to respond right away in a loving manner. This doesn't mean they don't love you. Let's take Paul and Teresa as an example. If Paul's not feeling more loving after he's heard his partner's letters, then it's because he can't respond with love at that time. But after some time, his feelings will change. When reading the letters, he may feel personally attacked by the anger and feel hurt and become defensive. At such times, he needs to take a time out to reflect on what was said. Sometimes when a person hears a love letter, they can only hear the anger and blame, and it'll take a while for them before they can hear the love. It helps if, after a bit, he rereads the letter, especially the regret and love sections. Sometimes before I read a love letter from my wife, I read the love section first, and then I read the full letter. If a man is upset after reading a love letter, he could also respond with his own love letter, which would allow him to process the negative feelings that come up when he read her love letter. Sometimes my wife and I become distant from each other. I don't know exactly what's bothering me until my wife shares a love letter with me, and then suddenly I have something to write about. By writing my letter, I'm then able to find, once again, my loving feelings, and then reread her letter and hear the love behind her hurt. If a man cannot immediately respond with love, he needs to know from her that it's okay, and he certainly doesn't deserve to be punished. His partner needs to understand and accept his need to think about things for a while. Perhaps to support his partner, he can say something like this: "Thank you for writing this letter. I need some time to think about it, and then we can talk about it more." It's important that he not express critical feelings about the letter. Sharing letters needs to be a safe time. All of these suggestions for sharing love letters also apply when a woman has difficulty responding to a man's letter in a loving way. I generally recommend that couples read out loud the letters they've written. It's helpful to read your partner's letter out loud because it helps them to feel heard. Experiment with both and see what fits you. Making it safe for love letters. Sharing love letters can be scary. The person writing their true feelings will feel vulnerable. If their partner rejects them, it can be very painful. The purpose of sharing the letter is to open up feelings so that the partner can become closer. It works well as long as the process is done in safety. The person receiving the love letter needs to be particularly respectful of the writer's expression. If they sense they can't give respectful support, then they shouldn't agree to listen until they can. Sharing letters needs to be done with the correct intention. Sharing a letter needs to be done in the spirit of the following two statements of intent. Statement of intent for writing and sharing a love letter. I've written this letter in order to find my positive feelings and to give you the love you deserve. As part of that process, I'm sharing with you my negative feelings, which are holding me back. Your understanding will help me to open up and let go of my negative feelings. I trust that you do care and that you will respond to my feelings in the best way you can. I appreciate your willingness to listen and support me. In addition, I hope this letter will assist you in understanding my wants, needs, and wishes. The partner who's hearing the letter needs to listen in the spirit of the following statement of intent. Statement of intent for hearing a love letter. I promise to do my best to understand the validity of your feelings, to accept our differences, to respect your needs as I do my own, and to appreciate that you're doing your best to communicate your feelings with love. I promise to listen and not correct or deny your feelings. I promise to accept you and not try to change you. I'm willing to listen to your feelings because I do care, and I trust that we can work this out. The first few times you practice the love letter technique, it would be much safer if you actually read these statements out loud. These statements of intent will help you remember to respect your partner's feelings and respond in a loving, safe way. Mini love letters. If you're upset and you don't have 20 minutes to write a love letter, you can try writing a mini love letter. It only takes 3 to 5 minutes, and it can really help. Here are some examples. Dear Max, 1. I'm so angry that you're late. 2. I'm sad that you forgot me. 3. I'm afraid you don't really care about me. 4. I'm sorry that I'm so unforgiving. 5. I love you. I forgive you for being late. I know you really love me. Thanks for trying. Love, Sandy. Here's another example of a mini love letter. Dear Henry, 1. I'm angry that you're so tired. I'm angry that you just watch TV. 2. I'm sad you don't want to talk to me. 3. I'm afraid that we're growing apart. I'm afraid of making you angry. 4. I'm sorry that I rejected you at dinner. I'm sorry I blame you for our problems. 5. I miss your love. Would you schedule an hour with me tonight or sometime soon just for me to share with you what's going on in my life? Love, Leslie. P.S. What I'd like to hear from you is, Dear Leslie, thank you for writing me about your feelings. I understand that you miss me. Let's schedule some special time tonight between 8 and 9. Love, Henry. When to write love letters. The time to write a love letter is whenever you're upset and you want to feel better. Here are some common ways love letters can be written. 1. Love letter to an intimate partner. 2. Love letter to a friend, child, or family member. 3. Love letter to a business associate or client. Instead of saying, I love you at the end, you may choose to use, I appreciate, or I respect. In most cases, I don't recommend sharing it. 4. Love letter to yourself. 5. Love letter to God or higher power. Share your upset feelings about your life with God and ask for support. 6. Role reversal love letter. If it's hard to forgive someone, pretend that you're them for a few minutes and write a love letter from them to you. You'll be amazed at how quickly you become more forgiving. 7. Monster love letter. If you're really upset and your feelings are mean and judgmental, vent them in a letter, then burn the letter. Don't expect your partner to read it unless you both can handle really negative feelings and are willing to do so. In that case, even monster letters can be helpful to share with your partner. 8. Displacement love letter. When present events upset you and remind you of unresolved feelings from childhood, imagine you can go back in time and write a letter to one of your parents, sharing your feelings and asking for their support. Why we need to write love letters. As we've explored through this recording, it's vastly important for women to share their feelings and feel cared for, understood, and respected. It's equally important for men to feel appreciated, accepted, and trusted. The biggest problem in relationships occurs when a woman shares her upset feelings and as a result, a man feels unloved. To him, her negative feelings may sound critical, blaming, demanding, and resentful. When he rejects her feelings, she then feels unloved. The success of a relationship is solely dependent on two factors: a man's ability to listen lovingly and respectfully to a woman's feelings, and a woman's ability to share her feelings in a loving and respectful way. A relationship requires that partners communicate their changing feelings and needs. To expect perfect communication is certainly too idealistic. Fortunately, between here and perfection, there's a lot of room for growth. Realistic expectations. To expect communication always to be easy is unrealistic. Some feelings are very difficult to communicate without hurting the listener. Couples who have wonderful and loving relationships will sometimes agonize over how to communicate in a way that works for both people. It's difficult truly to understand another person's point of view, especially when he or she is not saying what you want to hear. It's also hard to be respectful of another when your own feelings have been hurt. Many couples mistakenly think that their inability to communicate successfully and lovingly means they don't love each other enough. Certainly love has a lot to do with it, but communication skill is a much more important ingredient. Fortunately, it's a learnable skill. How we learn to communicate. Successful communication would be second nature if we grew up in families that were already capable of honest and loving communication. But in previous generations, so-called loving communication generally meant avoiding negative feelings. It was often as if negative feelings were a shameful sickness and something to be locked away in the closet. In less civilized families, what was considered loving communication might include acting out or rationalizing negative feelings through physical punishment, yelling, spanking, whipping, and all kinds of verbal abuse, all in the name of trying to help the children learn right from wrong. If our parents had learned to communicate their love without suppressing negative feelings, we as children would have been safe to discover and explore our own negative reactions and feelings through trial and error. Through positive role models, we would have learned successfully how to communicate, especially our difficult feelings. As a result of 18 years of trial and error in expressing our feelings, we would have gradually learned to express our feelings respectfully and appropriately. If this had been the case, we would not need the love letter technique. If our past were different. Had our past been different, we would have watched our father successfully and lovingly listen to our mother expand and express her frustrations and disappointments from time to time. Daily, we would have experienced our father giving our mother the loving, caring, and understanding that she needed from her loving husband. We would have watched our mother trusting our father and sharing her feelings openly without disapproving or blaming him. We would have experienced how a person could be upset without pushing someone away with mistrust, emotional manipulation, avoidance, disapproval, condescension, or even coldness. Throughout our 18 years of growing up, we would gradually be able to master our own emotions, just like we've mastered walking or math. It would be a learned skill, like walking, jumping, singing, reading, or balancing a checkbook. But it didn't happen that way for most of us. Instead, we spent 18 years learning unsuccessful communication skills because we lack education in how to successfully communicate feelings. It's a difficult and seemingly insurmountable task sometimes to communicate lovingly when we're having negative feelings. To come to understand how difficult this is, consider your answers to these following questions. 1. When you're feeling angry or resentful, how do you express your feelings in a loving way? Particularly if when you were growing up, when your parents were angry, they either argued or they conspired to avoid arguing. 2. How do you get your kids to listen to you without yelling or punishing them if your parents yelled and punished you to maintain control? 3. How do you ask for more support or even give yourself permission to need support if as a child you felt neglected and disappointed? 4. How do you open up and share your feelings if you're afraid of being rejected? 5. How can you talk to your partner and really expect them to listen and let you in if your feelings say, I hate you? 6. How do you say, I'm sorry, if as a child you were punished for making mistakes? 7. How do you admit your mistakes if you're afraid of punishment and rejection? 8. How can you show your feelings if as a child you were repeatedly rejected or judged for being upset and crying? 9. How are you supposed to ask for what you want if as a child you were repeatedly made wrong for wanting more? 10. How are you supposed to know what you're feeling if your parents didn't have the time, patience, or awareness to ask you what you were feeling or what was bothering you? 11. How do you accept your partner's imperfections if as a child you felt you had to be perfect to be worthy of love? 12. How can you listen to your partner's painful feelings if no one's ever listened to yours? 13. How can you forgive if you were not forgiven? 14. How are you supposed to cry and heal your pain and grief if as a child you were repeatedly told things like, don't cry, when are you going to grow up, or only babies cry? 15. How can you hear your partner's disappointment if, as a child, you were made to feel responsible for your mother's pain long before you could understand that you were not responsible? 16. How can you hear your partner's anger if, as a child, your mother or father took their frustrations out on you through yelling and being demanding? 17. How do you open up and trust your partner if the first people you trusted with your innocence betrayed you in some way? 18. How are you supposed to communicate your feelings lovingly and respectfully if you haven't had 18 years of practice without the threat of being rejected and abandoned? The answer to all these 18 questions is the same. It's possible to learn loving communication, but we need to work at it. We have to make up for 18 years of neglect. No matter how perfect our parents were, nobody's really perfect. If you have problems communicating, it's neither a curse, nor is it all your partner's fault. It's simply a lack of having the correct training and safety to practice. In listening to these 18 questions, you may have had some feelings come up. Don't waste this special opportunity to transform those feelings and heal yourself. Take 20 minutes right now and write one of your parents a love letter. Simply get out a pen and some paper and begin expressing your feelings using the love letter format. Try it now and you'll be amazed at the outcome. Telling the complete truth. Love letters work because they assist you in telling the complete truth. Merely to explore a part of your feelings does not bring about the desired healing. For example, 1. Feeling your anger may not help you at all. It may just make you more angry. The more you dwell on just your anger, the more upset you may become. 2. Crying for hours may leave you feeling empty and spent if you never move past the sadness. 3. Simply to feel only your fears may make you feel even more fearful. 4. To feel sorry without moving through it may just make you feel guilty and ashamed and may even be harmful to your self-esteem. 5. Trying to feel loving all the time will force you to suppress all your negative emotions, and after a few years, you'll become numb and unfeeling. Love letters work because they guide you in writing out the complete truth about all your feelings. To heal our inner pain, we must feel each of the four primary aspects of emotional pain. They are anger, sadness, fear, and regret. Why love letters work. By expressing each of the four levels of emotional pain, our pain is released. Writing only one or two negative feelings doesn't work as well. This is because many of our negative emotional reactions are not pure feelings, but defense mechanisms we unconsciously use to avoid feeling our true feelings. For example, 1. People who get angry easily generally are trying to hide from their hurt or their sadness, fear, or regret. When they feel their more vulnerable feelings, the anger goes away and they become more loving. 2. People who cry easily generally have a hard time getting angry, but when they're helped to express anger, they feel much better and more loving. 3. People who are fearful generally need to feel and express their anger. Then the fear just goes away. 4. People who often feel sorry and guilty generally need to feel and express their hurt and anger before they can feel the self-love they deserve. 5. People who always feel loving but wonder why they're depressed or numb generally need to ask themselves this question: if I were angry and upset about something, what would it be? And then write out the answers. This will help them get in touch with the hidden feelings behind the depression and numbness. Love letters can be used in this fashion. How feelings can hide other feelings. Following are some examples of how men and women use their negative emotions to avoid or suppress their true pain. Keep in mind that this process is automatic. We're often not even aware that it's happening. Consider for a moment these questions. Do you ever smile when you're really angry? Have you acted angry when deep inside you were afraid? Do you laugh and make jokes when you're really sad and hurt? Have you been quick to blame others when you felt guilty or afraid? The following shows how men and women commonly deny their true feelings. Certainly not all men will fit the male description, just as not all women will fit the female description. The following gives us a way to understand how sometimes we're strangers to our real feelings. Ways we cover up our feelings. How men hide their pain. Remember, this process is generally unconscious. 1. Some men use anger as a way of avoiding painful feelings of sadness, hurt, sorrow, guilt, and fear. 2. Some men may use indifference and discouragement as a way of avoiding the painful feelings of anger. 3. Some men may use feeling offended as a way of avoiding the softer feeling of hurt. 4. Some men may use anger and righteousness as a way to avoid feeling afraid or uncertain. 5. Other men may feel ashamed to avoid anger and grieving. 6. Some men may use peace and calm as a way to avoid anger, fear, disappointment, discouragement, and shame. 7. Other men may use confidence to avoid feeling inadequate. 8. Many men may use aggression to avoid feeling afraid. How women hide their pain. And remember, this process is generally unconscious. 1. Some women may use concern and worry as a way of avoiding the painful feelings of anger, guilt, fear, and disappointment. 2. Other women may fall into confusion as a way of avoiding anger, irritation, and frustration. 3. Many women may use feeling bad as a way of avoiding embarrassment, anger, sadness, and regret. 4. Other women may use fear and uncertainty as a way of avoiding anger, hurt, and sadness. 5. Many women use grieving as a way to avoid feeling angry and afraid. 6. Some women use hope as a way to avoid anger, sadness, grief, and sorrow. 7. Quite often, women use happiness and gratitude to avoid feeling sadness and disappointment. 8. Women may even use love and forgiveness as a way to avoid feeling hurt and angry. Healing negative feelings. Understanding another person's negative feelings is difficult if your own negative feelings have not been heard and supported. The more we're able to heal our own unresolved feelings from childhood, the easier it is responsibly to share our feelings and to listen to our partner's feelings without becoming impatient, frustrated, offended, or even hurt. The more resistance you have to feeling your own inner pain, the more resistance you'll have to listening to the feelings of others. If you feel impatient and intolerant when others express their childlike feelings, this is an indicator of how you treat yourself. To retrain ourselves, we must reparent ourselves. We must acknowledge that there's an emotional person inside of us who gets upset even when our rational adult mind says there's no reason to be upset. We must isolate that emotional part of ourself and become a loving parent to it. We need to ask ourselves, what's the matter? Are you hurt? What are you feeling? What happened to upset you? What are you angry about? What makes you sad? What are you afraid of? What do you want? When we listen to our feelings with compassion, our negative feelings quite miraculously are released, they're healed, and then we're able to respond to situations in a much more loving and respectful way. By understanding our childlike feelings, we automatically open a door for loving feelings to permeate what we say. If as children our inner emotions had been repeatedly heard and validated in a loving way, then as adults we wouldn't get stuck in negative emotions. But most of us weren't supported this way as children, and so we have to do it ourselves. How your past affects you today. Certainly you've had the experience of feeling gripped by negative emotions. These are some common ways our unresolved emotions from childhood may affect us today as we encounter the stresses of being adults. 1. When something's been frustrating, we remain stuck feeling angry and annoyed, even when our adult self says we should feel calm, loving, and peaceful. 2. When something has been very disappointing, we remain stuck feeling sad and hurt, long after our adult self says we should be feeling enthusiastic, happy, and hopeful. 3. When something has been upsetting, we remain stuck feeling afraid and worried, even when our adult self says we should feel assured, confident, and grateful. 4. When something's been embarrassing, we remain stuck feeling sorry and ashamed, even when our adult self says, hey, we should feel secure, good, and wonderful. Everybody makes mistakes. So do I sometimes. Generally in my own life, when I feel stuck feeling some negative emotion for more than 20 minutes, and I want to be feeling good and I'm not, that's a clear indicator that I need to sit down and spend 20 minutes writing a love letter, and then I'll feel better, instead of days of feeling stuck, feeling irritable or moody or afraid or nervous or anxious. All those negative feelings can be released by sitting down and writing a love letter. Silencing your feelings through addictions. As adults, we generally try to control our negative emotions by avoiding them. Our addictions can be used to silence the painful cries of our feelings and unfulfilled needs. After a glass of wine, the pain is gone for a moment, but it will come back again and again. Ironically, the very act of avoiding our negative emotions gives them the power to control our lives. By learning to listen to and nurture our inner emotions, they gradually lose their grip. When you're very upset, it certainly is not possible to communicate as effectively as you want to. At such times, the unresolved feelings of your past have come back. It's as though the child that was never allowed to throw a tantrum now throws one, only to be exiled once again into the closet. Our unresolved childhood emotions have the power to control us by gripping our adult awareness and preventing loving communication. Until we're able to listen lovingly to these seemingly irrational feelings from our past, which seem to intrude into our life when we most need our sanity, they will obstruct loving communication. The secret of communicating our difficult feelings lies in having the wisdom and the commitment to express our negative feelings in writing so that we can become aware of our more positive feelings. The more we're able to communicate to our partners with the love they deserve, the better our relationships will be. When you're able to share your upset feelings in a loving way, it becomes much easier for your partner to support you in return. Secrets of self-help. Writing love letters is an excellent self-help tool, but if you don't get in the habit of writing them, you may forget to use it. I suggest that at least once a week, when something's bothering you, sit down and write a love letter. Love letters are helpful not only when you feel upset with your partner in a relationship, but also whenever you're upset. Writing love letters helps when you're feeling resentful, unhappy, anxious, depressed, annoyed, tired, stuck, or simply stressed. Whenever you want to feel better, write a love letter. It may not always completely improve your mood, but it will help move you in the direction you want to go. In my first book, What You Feel You Can Heal, the importance of exploring feelings and writing love letters is more fully discussed. In addition, in my tape series, Personal Success, I share healing visualizations and exercises based on the love letter technique for overcoming anxiety, releasing resentment, finding forgiveness, loving your inner child, and healing past emotional wounds. In addition, many more books and workbooks have been written on this subject by other authors. Reading these books is important to help you get in touch with your inner feelings and heal them. But remember, unless you're letting that emotional part of you speak out and be heard, it cannot be healed. Books can inspire you to love yourself more, but by listening to, writing out, or verbally expressing your feelings, you're actually doing it. It's naive to expect your partner to take time out of their day to listen to your feelings, if you can't first take time out of your busy day to listen to your feelings first. As you practice the love letter technique, you'll begin to experience the part of you that needs love the most. By listening to your feelings and exploring your emotions, you'll be helping this part of you to grow and develop. As your emotional self gets the love and understanding it needs, you'll automatically begin to communicate better. You'll become capable of responding to situations in a more loving manner. Even though we've all been programmed to hide our feelings and react defensively and not lovingly, we can still retrain ourselves. There's great hope. To retrain yourself, you need to listen to and understand the unresolved feelings that have never had a chance to be healed. This part of you needs to be felt, heard, and understood, and then it's healed. Practicing the love letter technique is a safe way to express unresolved feelings, negative emotions, and wants without being judged or rejected. By listening to our feelings, we're in effect wisely treating our emotional side like a little child crying in a loving parent's arms. By exploring the complete truth of our feelings, we're giving ourselves full permission to have these feelings. Through treating the childlike part of us with respect and love, the unresolved emotional wounds of our past can be gradually healed. Many people grow up too quickly because they reject and suppress their feelings. Their unresolved emotional pain is waiting inside to come out to be loved and healed. Although they may attempt to suppress these feelings, the pain and unhappiness continue to affect them. Most physical diseases are now widely accepted as being directly related to our unresolved emotional pain. Suppressed emotional pain generally becomes physical pain or sickness and can cause premature death. In addition, most of our destructive compulsions, obsessions, and addictions are the expressions of our emotional wounds. Even a man's common obsession with success, on some level, is a desperate attempt to win love in hopes of reducing his inner emotional pain and turmoil. A woman's common obsession with being perfect, looking perfect, is her desperate attempt to be worthy of love and reduce her emotional pain. Anything done in excess is used to numb the pain of our unresolved past. Our society is filled with distractions to assist us in avoiding our pain. Love letters, however, assist you in looking at your pain, feeling it, and then healing it by letting it go. You can't let go of it until you first become aware of what you're holding on to. And when you become aware that what you're holding on to is painful, automatically you let go of it. Just like if somebody threw you a hot potato, you'd immediately throw it away. Every time you write a love letter, you're giving your inner emotional self the love, understanding, and attention it needs in order to feel better. The power of privacy. Sometimes by privately writing out your feelings, you'll discover deeper levels of feeling that you couldn't reach with another person present. Complete privacy creates the safety to feel more deeply. Even if you're in a relationship and you feel you can talk about anything, I still recommend privately writing down your feelings sometimes. Writing love letters in private is also healthy because it provides a time for you to give to yourself without depending on anyone else. I recommend keeping a journal of your love letters or keeping them together in a file. To make writing love letters easier, you may wish to refer to the sample love letter format, which I gave earlier in this recording. This love letter format can assist you in remembering the different stages of a love letter and offer some lead-in phrases when you may be stuck. If you have a personal computer, then type in the love letter format and use it over and over again. Simply open to that file whenever you want to write a love letter, and when you're finished, save it by date. Print it out if you wish to share it with someone. In addition to writing letters, I suggest that you keep a private file for your letters. Occasionally, reread these letters when you're not upset, because that's when you can review your feelings with a greater objectivity. This increased objectivity will help you to express upset feelings at a later time in a more respectful way. Also, if you write a love letter and you're still upset, by rereading the letter, you may begin to feel better. The power of intimacy. Privately writing love letters is very healing in itself, but it still does not replace our need to be heard and understood by others. When you write a love letter, you're loving yourself. But when you share a letter, you're receiving love. To grow in our ability to love ourselves, we need to receive love as well. Sharing the truth opens the door of intimacy.